You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
This here is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of August the 2nd, 2019. Always using those Friday dates so you know when you want to come to intotomorrow.com. Check the show notes, get more detail on some of the answers, or maybe if you missed your call, you can come back and hear it and our answer and all of that good stuff at intotomorrow.com. Just like the announcer dude said, I am Dave Graveline. Horatio working with the show. Erasmo here in our Miami Studios control room. And someone else here in our Miami Studios.
Who's that?
You.
Oh, Chris Graveline.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Did you get that mint on the news break? What? You taught us all here about a way to test if you have bad breath, which I never heard of before. I'm wondering if our listeners ever heard. You know, I've cupped my hands and, you know, breathed into my hands, and that doesn't work most of the time. Sometimes after I've eaten a meal with lots of garlic, I can go, woo, you know, and I know I better go brush my teeth or get a mint or something like that. But tell us about the way that you heard, and how'd you find out about this?
Well, it pays to watch TV. This is another thing I watched. I learned on one of my History
Channel
shows. No,
you're only supposed to listen to the radio. Watch TV once in a while.
It's one of my nerd shows that I watch, they were doing an interview with a doctor, and he said, you lick the back of your hand, then you shake it to let it dry, and then smell it. If it smells, you have bad breath.
Lick the back of your hand.
Because apparently the saliva will evaporate, but then the bacteria will stay on your hand, and that's what you're smelling is the bacteria.
Well, why aren't you licking the palm of your hand, or just a finger, or why the back of your hand?
Because, I don't know, have you ever licked the palm of your hand? It's gross.
I don't usually lick the back of my hand either. But apparently so everybody listening, including those of you driving, just keep your eye on the road. Lick the back of your hand, dry it, air dry it, move your hand around or put it out the window, and then smell the back of your hand. If it smells, that's what your breath smells like, is what you're saying.
Yeah. If it doesn't smell, you're good to go.
If it does smell, get them Altoids.
Yeah.
Or whatever it takes.
This show has taken a turn.
It certainly has. Aren't we supposed to be covering tech?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of techy.
Yeah, kind of.
Not very.
More science-y.
Yeah. But all right. But science is tech.
Yeah. There you go. So here's some tech. Battle Royale game Fortnite has become a phenomenon. The free video game from developer Epic Games has generated billions of dollars and has become an obsession for gamers of all ages. I know my 7-year-old is mad about Fortnite.
I know, and he has been since he was 5 when it came out or so. And it's like, what?
Now, that surge in popularity has brought Fortnite tournaments for eager esports gamers to watch and compete in.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to tell us about the young kid that is a millionaire?
Yeah. The biggest event of them all is the Fortnite World Cup. And the one who took it all this last Sunday was Kyle Buga Giersdorf. Last Sunday was the last day of the event, and it was all about the solo tournament. Players from all across the globe who qualified in smaller tournaments competed, but it was 16-year-old Kyle who won the $3 million first-place prize and the title of Best Fortnite Player in the World.
Nerd alert!
Yeah, but that nerd alert is a millionaire.
Yeah,
Good for him.
So I guess I shouldn't ever tell my son that playing video games is a waste of time.
Yeah, you'll never amount to anything playing those video games. Well, Dad, what about that kid who just won $3 million?
Well, not only that, but they've also done studies and said that surgeons that grew up playing video games are much better at their accuracy and in their jobs because of playing video games.
Does that count if you've played Operation?
I don't know, maybe.
A kid growing up, and then became a surgeon where
but
you
I
didn't
guess,
go.
You know, the games that really help your dexterity and your hand-eye coordination, and
yeah. So. But okay, but now realism sets in. How many people that play video games win $3 million or become surgeons? And
not very many, but there is a growing number of them that make money by YouTubing themselves playing video games and then make a ton of money on advertisements as kids like my son sit at home and watch them on TV.
I still don't understand that. It's just, of course, I'm not into video games. Never have been. Tried several times. I have friends. No. At least try this one. See how much fun it is. Bored.
If I have to watch one more episode of a Zebra Gamer playthrough at home with my son, I'm going to scream.
So that's what that is? It's just him watching someone else play games.
And you're not
watching
somebody else. It's basically a screen. You're seeing the same screen that the guy who's playing the game is playing, and he's just narrating it all.
Oh, gee. I mean, and those gamers in the audience, hey, God love you. You know, I certainly do because you're listening to our show. And I'm glad if you can make any money or win an award or just that it's a nice escape for you, but you're smart enough not to play it all weekend or day and night. You actually go to school or have a job or, you know, take care of other responsibilities if you know how to handle it. And that's terrific. But it's just never been for me personally. I'm not into it, nor am I into watching someone do it.
Now, on the other side of the coin, knowing what's out there online, I know there are many worse things my son could be seeing on YouTube and things like that.
No doubt. And if you let him watch those because he really gets into it and maybe it helps him when he then plays, he tries to duplicate some of the moves or something, terrific. But I also know as a dad, you're a good dad and you don't let him just, you know, entertain himself with the Nintendo Switch or PS4 or even your phone or what have you or his tablets without saying, okay, enough. You know, you got 5 more minutes, and then, come on. Yeah. But you give him appropriate screen time.
Yeah, I broke out the old Nintendo Wii a few weeks back, and we were playing a bunch of the two-player, dartboard kind of games and fishing and duck hunting games.
But did he enjoy those or not?
He enjoyed them. He thought it was fun. But, you know, this is a game system from, 20 years ago almost.
Yeah, but new to him.
Right, and we would only play things that had two players, because I wanted to play with him. That's a big thing with parenting and games. Play with your kids. Don't just let your kids sit there and play the games themselves.
See, it's a good thing we didn't have these games when you were a kid because I wasn't into them then.
Right.
Well, I was into Pong.
Yeah. Yeah. But I played plenty of Donkey Kong and Frogger on my Atari game system growing up.
That's true, but not with me.
No.
But I just said, you know what, play your game, have
fun.
Sat
there with the
if you did
controller.
Your homework first.
Yeah. I sat there with an empty second player controller next to me saying, gee, I wish Dad was here.
He never once said that. No. Erasmo was going, really? Never once did that happen, Erasmo. Don't think I'm a bad father. Anyway, I've been complaining about this for a while now, and CNET just did an article this past week about how Amazon Ring doorbell camera alerts often tie up police with many false alarms. They often try to get police to promote Ring partnerships, of course, because they want more Ring cameras out there. And they do that as a way to keep communities safe, they say. But now they're inundated, the police departments, with video of people in innocent activities. Legitimate delivery men putting something down, or a neighbor knocking on the door to borrow a cup of sugar, or in the case that they described in their article, a police detective who was going to someone's house because she had done a couple of other sending the videos to the police department of someone she didn't recognize, and he was there to follow up on her earlier complaint. And she's calling the police and sending the video. When the police got it, they said, that's our guy. That's our detective who's following up on your earlier case. So, unfortunately, police departments continue to waste, obviously not all false alarms. And it doesn't have to be just a Ring camera if something happens that is, in fact, a crime. The other issue, though, too, is that these Ring cameras, especially if you're forwarding things to police, are oftentimes making your communities seem like there's a lot more crime, actual crime, than there really is. So, folks, don't cry wolf. You know, if you're the old lady in the house that the police detective responds to, and he's showing you his badge on your Ring doorbell camera and saying, I'm Detective So-and-so following up on you know, your last complaint of someone at your door, and you call the police on him, listen, there's audio as well as video. So the chances are you could at least have felt comfortable. You saw his badge, you know, you're going to answer the door, answer it through the door first and say, you know, identify yourself more clearly, please, or something. Fine.
Well, that's the same reason why I stopped going to those, like, the Ring neighborhood things where they, you know, people would post videos because every other post was, oh, my God, do you see who this person is? Anybody know who this is? It was somebody that walks up and rings the doorbell, and they've got, like, a clipboard. Usually it's, you know, either some, you know, those people that walk around to try to do surveys or push
religious
their religion on you.
Or something,
correct. But, you know, my first thought was, okay, if a criminal's going to come to your door, they're not going to sit there and ring the doorbell a few times. They might ring the doorbell once to see if anybody's home, but you're going to see them looking around. These people are just standing in front of the doorway, and people are freaking out. Like, somebody I didn't know came to my door. Well, that happens every day in places.
And police departments are reporting that they are getting a lot of false alarms of just cars going by. Well, if you're on a street, the chances are cars are going to go by. Now, unless it matches a description of a suspicious vehicle, or you've seen that car several times and it slows down in front of your house like it's case in the joint. But don't send all of those to the police. Now, God forbid something actually happens and you have a copy. Fine. Share that with them. You know, police departments now know as they're investigating, they're looking for cameras. You know, I've got a ton of cameras all around the outside of my house. And they'll look up and say, oh, can we get the video from that camera because we're looking for maybe a particular car that went by in a two-hour span or something. Absolutely. Here's a flash drive, and here's all the video for those 2 hours, what have you. And they're looking for doorbell cameras, not just Ring, where you got to spend a lot more money and pay a fortune for them to store your videos in the cloud. Try others like the Remo Plus that we're giving several away during our summer giveaway. But be careful with the crying wolf, because it's increasing crime stats for your community that are not accurate, and it's tying up the police department. To be as a former police officer, yes, there's a lot to be said about we'd rather you call if you're suspicious of something, you know, see something, say something, that kind of thing, than not call and then something happens. But we're talking about just false alarms, crying wolf. Just be cautious about that. If you truly are suspicious, by all means, share it with your local police department, or just tell them you've got a video if in case they need it. Terrific. You know, mark it to save or what have you. Download it, email it to yourself so that you have it somewhere if necessary. But just be careful with these things, because you really are inundating a lot of police departments with false information.
Okay.
And again, they can all be very helpful if something has really gone down. So don't stop using them.
Yeah, you know, and there have been reports lately, or a report recently, that but there's about 200 law enforcement agencies that are working directly with Amazon and their Ring.
Yeah,
basically, Amazon has a law enforcement neighborhood portal, which allows police departments to see the approximate locations of all Ring's cameras nearby and request footage from them.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there's a lot of privacy people that are screaming about privacy laws, but the way this works is the police can only see approximate locations of cameras, and if there's a crime in the area, the police will then send a request through Amazon, who will then forward it to the owner of that camera, because they won't release any information. But at least, personally, I mean, I know a lot of people have issues with this, but I think this is a great thing. I think it's a great tool to be able to give the police departments more to be able to solve these crimes.
Yeah, I do agree with that. And I think that that's very helpful that maybe the police department requests it. That's not unlike seeing a driveway camera or something from a neighbor, and maybe there was a burglary down the street, and they're asking for a copy of whatever video you have. Same thing.
Frankly, if there's a crime in my neighborhood and my camera can help solve it, I want to do that, because that way it only betters my neighborhood.
Absolutely, as well you should. So let's see how that goes.
Now, the next Olympic champions will be wearing old cell phones around their necks.
Yes, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, sort of course. Now, the medals awarded during next summer's Olympic and Paralympic Games in Tokyo will be completely made from recycled materials. The Tokyo Organizing Committee of the Olympic and Paralympic Games decided to create sustainable medals in an effort to build an innovative future for all.
Yeah, but they're... Okay, but wait. Now they're not getting actual bronze, silver, and gold of value?
They are.
Oh.
Now, the process has been in the works since early 2017, when Japan announced that it would collect old electronics and repurpose them into metals. Since then, the organizing committee has gathered 47,000 tons of tech waste.
Oh my gosh!
And more than 5 million cell phones in an effort to make the games more sustainable. The committee sought to collect around 70 pounds of gold, 7,700 pounds of silver, and 4,850 pounds of bronze, all from various donated electronic gadgets, to fashion approximately 5,000 medals for next year's games. Now, the Japanese government will further recycle any source materials that aren't used to make the medals.
Okay, so they're not just melting down old phones and forming the metals. They're taking the metals, the gold,
almost,
silver,
almost all of
bronze.
These electronic devices have gold, silver, and bronze in them. So they're taking those metals out of those devices to use to make the metals.
Okay, good. So the Olympians will still have actual valuable, not that they should sell them or anything, but actual value in these metals.
Right, but what's great is they're becoming from these electronic devices that would otherwise be sitting in a landfill somewhere.
And of all countries hosting the Olympics, Japan certainly has a great opportunity here with recycled phones.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, and what people don't realize, a lot of these companies that buy your old phones, that's how they make their money, is they then pull these, extract these metals off this phone, sell them, and that's how they make all their money, from recycling your old phones.
Yeah, very true. Although, in your phone that you may be holding in your hand as we speak, there's not a lot of money, and don't expect, oh, I've got gold in my hand.
You may have a dollar or two of gold in there.
Right. You have a fleck of gold and a speck of silver, maybe a little more silver. And maybe there's a little bit of bronze.
Right, but again, they had to, because it took them 5 million cell phones to make these things. So,
Wow. So there's that. But that, I'm glad. That makes sense. And it's kind of techie. Jeff in St. Cloud, Minnesota, listens on KNSI. Hello, Jeff. Welcome into tomorrow.
I'm trying to find out what the best option is for extending my Wi-Fi in the house. I have some spots where I have a weaker signal, and I do have quite a few smart devices in my house, so I don't know if it's a router issue or if I should invest in a web system, what my best option is. Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure, Jeff, to help you if we can, and I think we can. If you've got a lot of devices, it may be worth investing in at least a better router. Inexpensive routers tend to perform a lot worse, and you'll probably notice a difference right away. That may not be enough, though, to improve your coverage. For that, one of those web systems you mentioned, called a wireless mesh, is probably your best bet for a set-it-and-forget-it kind of a system. Those systems act as a single network, so you don't have sudden disconnections and reconnections. The different access points just hand over devices to the other access points in the system, and they pretty much do it seamlessly, so you don't know it.
Yeah, now that does come at a price, though. Many of these systems, from the Orbi to the Eero to the Google Wi-Fi system, will all cost you a few hundred dollars. Now, how much depends not just on which system you buy, but on how many access points you ultimately need. And that will depend on your square footage and even building materials.
Yeah, and if you have an upstairs and a downstairs, or a basement and three floors, or all those things have to be taken into consideration.
If you want to spend less, you can buy repeaters. They tend not to be as simple to set up or as seamless. You may see disconnections and reconnections, and that can get pretty annoying. Now, having said that, you'll have no trouble finding individual repeaters for $30 to $50 if you want to go cheap. And you'll probably save some money if you use one of those systems.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might look into one of those repeater systems. Check like Amazon.com. They're usually pretty good about returns. Make sure that you get something that you can return like within 30 days so that if it doesn't work, return it, get your money back, and then you can look into the more expensive systems. But at least try the cheap one first.
There you go. Jeff, do let us know what you end up with and how it works for you, because it helps other listeners. We appreciate your call. And if you've got questions or input for anyone else, 800-899-INTO.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 800-785-7512. 800-785-7512. That's 800-785-7512.
Kids watch an average of more than 40 hours of TV a week. Some of yours watch much more than that, and we wonder why they're numb from the neck down, and unfortunately, many become dumb from the neck up. And of course, most parents do try their best, but let us here at Into Tomorrow help. You can join us anytime. We're happy to give you some advice, anything in particular that you want to do to help rein in some of the technology and screen time and too much digital time, perhaps. We're happy to help you with that as well. What number do you call, you ask?
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Rich in Purcellville, Virginia. Welcome into tomorrow. Hey, Rich.
Hi, Dave. I'm wondering when iOS 13 is going to be out. I've been hearing about it for a little while now, but so far I haven't had the opportunity to download it. And I'd really like to because I understand one of the features is improved battery life. If you have any tips on when I can get it, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. My biggest tip is to just go Android, and you don't have to worry about the next iOS update. Wow, that's a tip.
No.
All right. But, Rich, you could actually download iOS 13 betas right now, although iOS beta software is very much beta software, and it's as unstable as any other beta software. So if you install it, you may well end up with a camera that doesn't work right, or you may lose Wi-Fi under some circumstances. Who knows? It's unstable software and tagged as such. So do keep that in mind if you want to install and try it early.
Yeah, now if you want the stable version of iOS 13, which
that's when you go to Android.
No.
Oh.
No.
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 All right.
You'll have to wait till September. Typically, iOS is released with the new iPhone versions, and so far we don't know what will be released by Apple or when, but usually the new iPhones are introduced sometime in September, and their new operating systems are usually introduced alongside them.
Well, that's only next month, so Rich, maybe you can just wait a month, or download the beta, see what happens if you've got issues, and you likely will have some. Then know that there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, but usually, unless you're a software developer, I don't see any reason to download a beta version of anything because there's no support for it. Things are going to go wrong. Just wait for the stable version.
Yeah. I mean, he is saying improve battery life and so forth. That's terrific. Meantime, just charge it more often.
Yeah.
And see what you think. You've got a question, a comment, a concern, or help for another listener? 800-899-INTO.
Attention business owners, entrepreneurs, and side hustlers. Do you need up to $10,000 in your bank account today? Introducing Biddy Advance, the nation's leader in micro-advance funding for small businesses. As a direct funder, we supply the funds without the rigid bank rules. If you've been in business for 2 months or more, generate at least $4,000 a month in revenue, and have a business checking account, you're all set. And don't worry, credit is not a factor because the number one rule in business is to stay in business. Do you need inventory? A new marketing plan? Are you behind in some business bills? If you're a business owner that wants to grow and can use $2,000 to $10,000 today, call Biddy Advance now. And in just one quick free 2-minute call, you could get funded today for $2,000 to $10,000. Call now.
800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
If you look around at the things that you use to stay connected, perhaps you can recall that there was a time when they weren't there. What? But keep this in mind. The kids can't. The kids have no idea. They're using them in ways, some exciting ways maybe, that you never even thought of. They've barely opened the door into tomorrow. But we are here to open that door for you, or make it wider even.
You know, kids these days, they don't know the horror of the modem dial-up sound when it would connect.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Can you remember that? Oh, gee. I have that somewhere, and I just don't know if I can find it fast enough. But people, like young kids that are listening now, describe how we used to have to connect.
Well, we'd actually have to dial a number on the computer, and we'd sit there, and you hear this as it connects, as it makes its first few connections. You have to hope that nobody picks up the phone at the same time at your house.
Because if they do, then you have to do it again.
It'll disconnect you, and yeah.
Yeah. But then when it finally connected,
it's alive!
You were able to be online.
But you had to keep an eye on that time, because usually you only got like a half an hour for free, and then you had to pay for more. So, my first internet connection, I only got a certain amount of time each month, so I made sure to keep track of my time so I didn't go over.
That's right. See, that was the best kid limiter right there, because if you go over, you pay. And that means more lawn cutting or paper routing or
Of course, I'm old enough to know BBS systems, and you know most people that don't even know what that is. Even the older people don't know.
Even Erasmo looked up BBS. He's shaking his head.
Bulletin board systems.
Yeah.
You dial in, and it was text only on a screen, and basically they were like kind of chat rooms and things. And
yeah. I do miss those days, though, sometimes. It's nice to have a graphical user interface and see pictures and graphics and all the good stuff that we are able to see videos, of course, online. But sometimes, you know, it would be nice to just go back in time a little, just for a short time, mind you, and say, well, remember having to do this, like splicing audio tape with a razor blade and splicing tape and what? That's how they edited. Erasmo remembers those
days. I've done that both with audio tape and film.
Wow, there you
go. I've edited film that way, too.
And videotape, too. You'd have to edit physically like that, too. And then it became a lot easier, but still, so bizarre. Anyway, we have some tech news to share, I think, and then we're going to tell you all about our summer giveaway in case you have yet. You've been living under a rock? Oh, my gosh. In case you don't know about it, then, of course, back to some more of your calls.
Five major retailers are being sued by the University of California over what it calls the existential threat when foreign manufacturers infringe on the school's patents. Amazon, Walmart, Target, IKEA, and Bed Bath & Beyond were accused of infringing four patents related to filament LED light bulbs, which use 90% less energy and last many years longer than traditional light bulbs. Now, these patents relate to what the university called the reinvention of the light bulb by researchers at the University of California, Santa Barbara, led by Professor Shuji Nakamura, who won the 2014 Nobel Prize for Physics. The university is seeking unspecified damages, including royalties, in lawsuits filed with the U.S. District Court in Los Angeles, and wants the retailers to enter license agreements. It also asked that the U.S. International Trade Commission to open a probe into the retailers' conduct, saying that the retailers have failed to require their suppliers to honor the university's patents.
Whoa.
So they're not even going over the going after the companies that are manufacturing the light bulbs. They're just
going after
the people that are selling them.
But to be fair, and who cares, I'm not ever trying to defend these big retailers, especially Bed Bath & Beyond with their grand reopening at our local store, and I hate it. But that's a whole other story. I've had to put up with that the other day going in there. I don't think it's the retailer's fault unless somehow they were early on given notice or knew going into it that they were selling something that was violating somebody's patents. Now, if that's the case, if they had received proper notice, well, then they should perhaps take them off the shelf or let the courts decide and then decide whether to sell them again. But going after these retailers now seems a little harsh. Well, I think a judge is going to throw it out saying they're not at fault.
And these are all apparently, you know, foreign manufacturers. So they're all manufactured in, you know, other countries, and they're just being sold by these companies. I guess that's probably because they can't sue the foreign companies, so they're just going to sue the people that are selling them.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
I think it's the university trying to get what they got from us, publicity.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Google partnered with the former Superman Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation to distribute 100,000 Google Home Minis free to people who are living with paralysis. With voice commands, the Home Mini can control compatible lights, locks, and thermostats, and can be used, of course, to play music, search the web, and perform other smart home functions. And I think that's terrific. 100,000 Google Home Minis to those that suffer paralysis. That's what this tech should be really, really useful for. And kudos to Google and, of course, the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, because they're doing a lot of good with that.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
We've got a bunch of prizes for you, and in fact, we've heard from a couple of listeners that have said, hey, send me whatever you like. I just appreciate your show, and I'm actually going to donate whatever you send me. Wow, really? Okay, that's terrific. And maybe to someone like what we just talked about that really needs it. And either way, no promises, no guarantees. We'll do our best to get an item to you that you request. So be sure when you call in, you mention one or two of the items you're about to hear, maybe three, because we're wrapping up the last month of the big summer giveaway. We don't have everything available yet currently. And see what happens. What do we have these days still?
Well, we teased you last hour about Dave's love handles. Yeah. We've got these custom Into Tomorrow Love Handle smartphone grips that you can get ready to love your phone.
Yeah, there you go. And people are asking for my Love Handles, so by all means, I'll send them to you. From Directed, we've got Viper Smart Start Systems, installation not included, but will help get you to a 12-volt installer nearby you. This is the ultimate Viper Security remote start system for your vehicle. They sent 10 of these worth $800 a piece. Thank you, Directed, for supporting our summer giveaway and our listeners.
If you've got a small child that sits in a car seat, you know how hard those buckles can be to undo. Well, Unbuckle Me has sent several of their devices to make kids' car seat buckles easy.
Yeah, and safer. So you might want to ask for an Unbuckle Me if you're a parent or grandparent, and we'll get you something else too. It's a smaller item, but they're nice of them to have sent 20 of them at $15 each, but we'll get you a little something else as well. From Nautilus, Bowflex, their SelectTech 560 dumbbells bundle, the world's first smart dumbbells. Chris thought that was him. These things have a brain, so do check that out at intotomorrow.com.
From WeBoost, they sent several of their Drive Sleek single-user vehicle cell phone signal boosters, valued at $200, as well as their Drive Reach multi-user vehicle signal booster that's a $500 device.
Man, we got a whole bunch more, plethora, you might say, of prizes, tens of thousands of dollars worth. And stay tuned. We'll tell you more of what's available, but you want to get the entire list, including the stuff we recently added, check out the summer giveaway post right near toward the top at intotomorrow.com. And then when you call in, Chris is going to give you the number here. I got a pen. Make a note. Anytime, day or night, mention two or three of the items. We're happy to do our best. No promises, no guarantees. Did I say that? That's the legal mumbo jumbo we got to always get out. But we'll do our best to get one of those to you. What number?
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Yeah. And join us, by the way, at intotomorrow.com for the posts from all of our sites. When you go there, hopefully, if the internet gods are with us, a little box pops up and you'll see the opportunity to put in your email address only, which we share with no one. And then you'll receive our free once-a-week tech newsletter, jam-packed with things like, oh, I don't know, tech news. My favorite of the thoughts, little things that Chris compiles to make you smile. And they do. A lot of people tell us they go read the thoughts first and then go read everything else. That's fine, long as you look at our tech newsletter. But we hope you get it. It's very easy. One click, unsubscribe. Not that you'd ever want to, but that's easy to do, too. And did I mention we don't share your email address with anyone? Feel confident when you subscribe at intotomorrow.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. 800-561-6198. Again, that's 800-561-6198.
Anti-social media sites have grown leaps and bounds because many people have this weird concept that by sharing all the details of their lives and activities, they'll be more popular, more wanted. I can't help but wonder how that worked out in school for you. But anyway, if you've got any questions about social media, or what I like to call anti-social media, we at Into Tomorrow have answers. And if not, we'll make stuff up. Don't hesitate to call and ask us questions, won't we?
Yes, but we don't make stuff up.
No, sometimes we do, but usually if it's an answer for a listener, we never make it up.
Right.
Even if we have to research, we'll get you correct answer.
This is only real news and real answers.
No fake tech news?
No.
Okay. Well, even on April Fool's?
No, on April Fool's.
No, we don't fake tech news. I'm Dave Graveline.
And I'm Chris Graveline. And don't forget that you can listen 24/7 to Into Tomorrow on our website. StreamGuys.com helps us stream the last several weeks of Into Tomorrow nonstop at intotomorrow.com.
Tim in Burnsville, Mississippi, listens on Super Talk. Hello, Tim. Welcome into tomorrow.
I have older games. I am an older PC gamer. I'm looking for a program that'll run Windows 95, Windows 98 games on today's computers.
Whoa. Well, Tim, modern Windows 10 does have a built-in compatibility mode that will most likely run your games. Accessing it is relatively easy. You have to look through your hard drive and find the executable file that runs the game. Right-click it and go to Properties. Now, under Properties, you should be able to find a Compatibility tab. There, you should be able to select an older version of Windows. For example, Windows XP. And then run your game in an emulated older version of Windows. It should work.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind that Windows 95 was released in August of 1995.
That's a long time ago.
24 years ago.
Yes.
Windows 98 was released in June of 1998, or 21 years ago. Sooner or later, those games will stop working on newer computers. Now, Microsoft has been doing an admirable job of supporting older software, but 2 or 2.5 decades is a long time, and your luck will eventually run out.
Yeah, because, frankly, I think most of their staff at Microsoft now weren't even around then. So they just can't relate to those older versions. And yeah, they can read code and write code and do all that kind of stuff. But I'm sure their attitude is shrug your shoulders emoji and face plant the palm on your face and say, why does anybody need this? Well, people like Tim want to do this, understandably. Or maybe it's not even for gaming. Maybe you've got some old software thing, you know, something you haven't played with in 20 years, but it's how to, you know, make your will software or something, but only runs on Windows 95. You want to try to make it run on an older version.
Or maybe you're like me and you miss playing Minesweeper on Windows 3.1 and you just want to do it again.
Can you use 3.1 even?
I don't know.
I don't
probably not
think so.
I think it even came on those 5.25-inch floppy disks.
And where would you insert those?
Nowhere nowadays.
No, we got to fold them up and see if they'll fit in the CD drive. Oh, wait, yeah. You don't have one of those either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Sue in Bell River, Ontario, listens on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Hello, Sue. Welcome into tomorrow.
Is there something out there available that I can put on my television? Because an indoor antenna, an outdoor antenna is not working. I do not get a lot of stations.
Oh, well, Sue, unfortunately, no, not really. There are boosters, which usually don't help out an awful lot, but because they don't normally make much difference, it's hard to recommend them. The best option is usually an outside antenna, which apparently you're already using with no success. Now, that leaves you with few ways to improve your reception. You can try using a larger antenna, placing it higher, or you could try a directional antenna. Now, that may get you a few more channels, but don't expect any miracles, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, in some situations, for example, if you're in a valley between mountains, there's very little you can do. And regardless of what antenna manufacturers say in the promotional materials, you won't find a 200-mile antenna that works, or anything even remotely close to that.
Yeah, that's true.
At some point, the curvature of the Earth becomes a problem, and an antenna can't compensate because the signal never really reaches it. Now, if you're desperate, your best bet here is probably to raise your outside antenna higher and maybe add a booster to try to strengthen whatever weak signal it can pick up.
Yeah, I wish we had a simple little device you could buy and just stick on your TV. It just doesn't work that way, Sue. And unfortunately, that just isn't the case.
Yeah, there is a website you can check out, antennaweb.org. You can go there and you can put in your address and it'll tell you, based on different kind of antennas, which one would be the best to get some kind of reception in your area based on the channels you want
and
to watch.
How to point an antenna. Because in many cases, there's a group of antennas that are your local stations. Not always, but here in South Florida, for example, all but one of the stations is emanating from County Line Road, right, between Miami-Dade and Broward counties in a certain area in Northeast Dade. And if you point your antenna that way, you have a much better chance. But now, does antennaweb.org work for Canada? Or is it only U.S.? Because Sue's in Canada.
Well, I would imagine being in listening on CKLW, that's close enough, I think, to the U.S. where you probably find
that's true. Some stuff. And she might be able to be thinking about Detroit stations, for example, which she'd like to get just from across the water a little ways, and that should help you out. Hopefully, that'll give you an idea. Ron in Pontiac, Michigan, listens on AM 800, also CKLW. Hello, Ron.
I need to put in a Wi-Fi extender for a device that I'm going to have on the garage outside the house, 30 feet away. What would be the recommendation for a medium-priced Wi-Fi extender?
Well, Ron, Wi-Fi extenders are tricky. They don't always play nice with all routers, and they sometimes require you to disconnect and reconnect to a new network. If you can afford to buy a mesh or pseudo-mesh system, like, for example, a Google Wi-Fi or an Eero, that's E-E-R-O, you'll probably have an easier, more seamless experience, but it comes at a price. Otherwise, your best bet is probably to find an extender manufactured by whoever made your router. Many routers come with an option to pair an extender, but they don't usually adhere to a standard for compatibility. They just allow you to hire a member of their own electronic family, if you will.
Yeah, now, there's a good chance that you will end up with two networks, one for the extender and one for your regular Wi-Fi, which may not be that big of a deal if you're using them far away from each other, but it can be annoying if you just want seamless, continuous access. Alternatively, 30 feet is well within the limits of a wired connection. Now, that means you can just feed a long wire into your garage and use any cheap access point as your second source of Wi-Fi. That will likely save you some dollars and is more likely to work well, since the signal will be there for the device to put out, whereas with a wireless repeater, the device may run into the same issue that you're running into and not have a signal to use that far away from the house.
Mm. So as you could tell, Ron, we always try to give a couple of options and, of course, least expensive options whenever possible. Again, for our show notes, check out intotomorrow.com. Look for the show for August 2nd, Hour 2. There you go.
Millions of people today have no dental insurance. If you're without insurance, do you have a plan to care for your teeth without spending a fortune? Introducing Dental Plans. How would you like to save 10 to 60% off your next dental visit for as little as $7 a month? We offer trusted dental savings plans from companies like Cigna and Aetna with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be a part of the 1 million-plus happy smiles served since 1999 that save money when they visit the dentist. You can save on cleanings, dentures, braces, x-rays, fillings, crowns, root canals, and even teeth whitening. Call 800-634-0482 now to start saving immediately. Mention promo code RADIO to receive 15% off any plan and for a limited time, 1 month free. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482. Fees billed annually plus a $20 processing fee. Savings plans are not insurance. Savings will vary by provider, plan, and zip code. Consult with plan detail page for additional plan terms. Not all plans and offers available in all markets.
Welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Know before you go high or low with customizable alerts and alarms. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
Joe in Gladewater, Texas, listens on KTBB. Hello, Joe.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank y'all so much. You sent me a prize of some noise-canceling headphones. They are great. They're exactly what I need as I'm at a coffee shop and trying to study and put my sermons together. So all of my parishioners are thankful to you guys for the nice help that you sent. God bless y'all, and thank you for the good work that you do.
Well, thank you, Joe, too. I think the hallelujah is in order for that. That's very nice. And the fact that he uses what we sent him to help him with his sermons and everything, it's always nice to hear from listeners that just say thank you.
And nice to know we're doing God's work, or helping him do God's work.
Well, yeah, he's doing the God's work. We're helping him in a little small way. But, and of course, now, that doesn't mean Joe gets another summer giveaway prize, what we do appreciate when listeners follow up with us. And you don't have to say thank you. That's nice when you do. That's not my point. But just know that we do appreciate it. When I ask someone to let us know how it works for them and solutions we offer, what they end up doing, it really does make a huge difference to hear back from you, because it really does. We hear from other listeners, hey, thank you. Now I know that I'm going to try the same thing that you offered to, you know, Pete or something, because I wanted to know if that worked for him or her. And then now I can try it.
Well, and when our prize team starts to feel a little fatigued from all these prizes they're sending out, when they hear these calls, it
starts.
It sort of perks them back up and gives them more purpose. They realize, you know, why they're doing it.
That's true. And of course, we don't air all the thank yous, but we do share them with our team. And it does give us all the warm fuzzies. You know, it warms the cockles of our hearts to know that the hard work is worth it. And the money we spend on postage, OMG. I don't even want to tell you how much these things are costing us to ship. And we're just a small company. Just teeny tiny.
That's why we ask you to check out our advertisers. Visit our sponsors, because they help us bring you not only the show for free, but your prizes.
Yeah. Or be an advertiser. Visit us at intotomorrow.com.